Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Thank you for tuning in to the Destination Devi Injury Pod. This is your host, Jeff Mueller, Doctor of Physical Therapy. If you have made it to round two of your fantasy playoffs, congratulations. Happy for you all. Almost at the finish line, one more week. I've already made one really bad call, and that was to start Bam Knight on Thursday night. Hopefully none of you guys followed my terrible advice. This is why I'm just an injury analyst, not a fantasy analyst. While he had performed well up until the very tough matchup against Detroit, I completely forgot that Zach Wilson sucks and is one of the worst NFL quarterbacks alive and killed every single drive that the Jets had. So thankfully, my opponent played Zay Jones, so hopefully you guys got that lucky as well. All right, let's dive into this week's injuries. At quarterback, Lamar Jackson out once again, so it'll be Tyler Huntley. Huntley is dealing with his own injury, actually, a shoulder injury, so I would not play him. Little too risky. Yeah, he has rushing upside, but he just hasn't given us what we have anticipated from last year. On that front, so I probably wouldn't start Tyler Huntley unless you're absolutely desperate or it's a super flex league or something. I'd rather play like Taysom Hill over Tyler Huntley if Taysom has quarterback eligibility in your league. I do think Lamar will have a chance to return next week for week 17. The tough part, obviously, is getting past this round, so hopefully you have somebody you can use. But if you make it to the championship round and you have Lamar and you've been sitting on him, waiting on him, I think he may have a chance to return next week. So just keep an eye on that. Russell Wilson, he had cleared concussion protocol last week but was held out as a precaution. The expectation is that he plays this week, so we'll see. He did play pretty well last week, or last game that he played, so we'll see if he can do that again. I know it's risky, but again, if you're kind of desperate or super flex league, if he's active, I think you can play him with minimal concussion risk, secondary concussion risk. Jalen Hurts, he has been listed as out already with his shoulder sprain, likely right AC sprain. Gardner Minshew will start, so hopefully he gives us enough points and there's not too much of a, obviously much less rushing upside, but Minshew hopefully can sustain the passing offense for the Eagles for A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and then Dallas Goedert. I'll talk on him in a little bit. Hopefully Jalen Hurts can return next week, but it's not a guarantee. So hold out hope. Again, if you make it into the final round, hold out hope that Hurts can play next week. Colt McCoy, he is listed as out with a concussion, so it will be Trace McSorley at quarterback again. Woof. Hopefully he can funnel enough passes to those receivers. I personally need DeAndre Hopkins to go off, so we shall see. Ryan Tannehill, he has been listed as out with his ankle injury. We actually just found out that he had a stealth flight out to Alabama to have surgery. One injury analyst already said, oh, there's no way Ryan Tannehill comes back week 18 or in playoffs. Obviously, this doesn't matter for fantasy purposes, but for DFS purposes, or just if you're a Titans fan out there listening to this. The reason Ryan Tannehill flew out to Alabama is so that Dr. Norman Waldrop could do the surgery, and he famously did Tua Tagovailoa's tightrope procedure and got Tua to return within 20 days. So, you know, someone already said, oh, it's not possible, very completely unlikely. Well, actually, when Dr. Waldrop performs miracles with these tightrope procedures. It's a unique procedure, renowned Yeah, so there is a chance that Tannehill might actually play Week 18. So keep an eye on that if, I don't know, for some reason, if your league goes into last week of NFL or, you know, goes into playoffs for whatever reason, whatever it might be. And again, if you're just a Titans fan, I do think Tannehill will possibly play again this year. Also, you know, also depends if the Titans are even in the playoff hunt still. So for this week, though, Malik Willis will start. That's a downgrade to the entire passing attack, unfortunately. So I would just avoid on all fronts. Willis might throw for, you know, 90 yards maybe, and then we'll see how much he rushes for, maybe 50, 60 yards. Just not enough to give us good fantasy points. So I would just bench and avoid. At running back, Jonathan Taylor has already been placed on IR with his high ankle sprain, effectively ending his season. I do expect Zach Moss to take the majority of the touches in that backfield. However, Deion Jackson could wind up being a decent PPR play this week, just given they're playing the Chargers. The Chargers likely gain a quick lead early on and sustain a lead. So Deion Jackson could be a decent start. And Nick Foles is at quarterback. So I don't know if that's due to injury or Matt Ryan has just been benched because he sucks. But Matt Ryan will not even be playing as the backup quarterback. I believe I saw Sam Ellinger as the backup. So yeah, if you need to play one, I think you can play Zach Moss. I think he's going to be touchdown dependent. But then Deion Jackson, if you need like a deep flex option, I think you can play Deion Jackson. Just remember to keep him in your flex because they are Monday night. Nick Chubb, he was dealing with a foot injury early in this week, but the team was not concerned about this. He was fully removed from the injury report. So I do think we can safely play him in what should be a heavy run script. Terrible weather. I believe I saw there should be a ton of snow. Should be a heavy run game for the Browns. So, especially in your point per carry leagues, yeah, bad weather, but do not bench Nick Chubb. It's Nick Chubb. Latavius Murray, he's been dealing with a foot injury. He has been listed as questionable, but he did tell reporters that he plans to play. He was a limited participant, then did not participate on Thursday with a... That was kind of an odd one. Coach Nathaniel Hackett said they didn't want Murray practicing that day because they were practicing on turf. So I don't know if he's dealing with turf toe or they just were concerned about the actual material that they were practicing on. Yeah, who knows. But he did get a limited practice in on Friday, expected to play on Sunday. In what should be a decent matchup, the Rams will be without Aaron Donald again. So if you need Latavius Murray, I think you can play him. There is risk here that maybe he's a little limited in the game. And then we also probably won't know until mid-Saturday or end of Saturday when majority of the games have already been played. Because, again, we have to remember 11 games are on Saturday. So we have to make this decision Saturday morning. And, you know, there's the risk that we don't know if Chase Edmonds is going to be activated yet. So there's a chance Latavius Murray doesn't get as many touches, but it seems like everything Hackett has said, Hackett sounds like he wants to rely on Latavius Murray. He wants to give him a heavy run workload. He got, I think, like 24 carries last week. So if you need to play Latavius Murray, I think you can play Latavius Murray. Kenneth Walker, he's been listed as questionable, but is expected to play. There have been no reports of a setback after last week's game. I think the ankle is still just bothering him, but he did get a decent amount of carries and touches. He was just facing a really tough matchup against the Niners. I think he still had, it was just under 12 points, I think 11.2 or something like that. So this week, he has a better matchup. I think he will get close to his normal workload, so I think we can safely play Kenneth Walker. Aaron Jones, he's been dealing with a foot, ankle, shin, and now knee injuries the last 4 weeks. I think you can still play him. He's very effective when he does get touches. It seems like they're limiting him, though, limiting his workload. And it just seems like the Packers are right now riding the hot hand with A.J. Dillon. Dillon has been running like a monster, just tough to tackle. He thrives in these cold games. He is a little touchdown dependent, but it seems like he's getting the touchdowns here. So I think you can play Aaron Jones, but A.J. Dillon might wind up having more upside there. Ramondre Stevenson, he's listed as questionable, but he should be in your lineups just like last week, even if Damian Harris returns. There's a chance Damian Harris returns, but yeah, either way, Ramondre Stevenson, he should be playing. He should be in your lineups this week. At wide receiver, Marquise Brown is dealing with a groin injury. He's listed as questionable. I really don't know what to do here, just given, one, the injury. It lowers his ceiling and places risk on Brown if anything were to happen in-game, like a setback. But also, again, Trace McSorley is quarterback. So Marquise Brown's overall ceiling is lower. However, his floor might be right around average, where a lot of like wide receiver threes are anyways. So it's one of those where it's like, do you really want to bench Marquise Brown even if it's Trace McSorley at quarterback? Probably not. There's always a chance he gets a really big gain for a touchdown or something, some broken coverage play. He is very talented, very explosive. So it's hard to bench a guy like Marquise Brown. Sometimes I get ballsy in these types of situations and do bench a stud for a guy who, you know, I think, he might have a higher ceiling. But yeah, if you're sitting there and you don't have any good pivots, just play Marquise Brown and hope there's no re-injury and hope he gets enough targets from Trace McSorley. Jarvis Landry has been already placed on IR, and Chris Olave has been ruled out with a hamstring injury, so it could lead to more touches for Rashid Shaheed. Tempting play, maybe as like a wide receiver 4 or deep flex option. However, be very wary of the weather. Very bad weather here. I think I saw the total for Andy Dalton is like 140 passing yards. So just that entire, you know, Juwan Johnson, Rashid Shaheed, whoever else they have out there, it's just going to be a lower ceiling for the passing offense. It seems like it's going to be more of a Taysom Hill game. Hopefully Kamara gets enough touches, but Taysom Hill likely gets a decent amount of run there, especially with Mark Ingram out. And DeAndre Washington sucks, so it should be Taysom Hill there. For Rashid Shaheed, if you really need a desperate play at wide receiver, he might wind up getting enough volume. Nico Collins has been placed on IR with a foot injury that has been bothering him for a while. While Brandon Cooks is anticipated to play, I would probably still stay away from Cooks, though, just given it's the Texans and Cooks hasn't played in a while. And calf injuries have a tendency to limit a player, especially in the first game back, and risk for re-injury given how much time he has missed. So I would keep Brandon Cooks on the bench given it's the second round of playoffs. Cortland Sutton, I'm actually playing the same as Brandon Cooks due to the amount of time he's missed with his hamstring strain. And he didn't seem 100% confident. He was talking to reporters and more so along the line said, I'm hopeful that I can be out there. I hope I can suit up and help the team. To me, that sounds more like 15-20 snap kind of guy, kind of play this week. So I would keep Cortland Sutton on your bench. Even if Russell Wilson does play, you know, they had developed somewhat decent rapport, but I think it's more Jerry Jeudy's day. Just keep Cortland Sutton on the bench. Treylon Burks, he has been listed as questionable with a concussion. If he doesn't play, this would be the second week he missed because of that. But it sounds like he has a decent chance to play. However, I would keep him on the bench just given Malik Willis is at quarterback. Again, Malik Willis probably throws for around 90-100 yards. And you don't want that. Yeah, maybe Treylon Burks gets a touchdown in like 30 yards, but you don't want to risk that second round of playoffs. So just keep Burks on the bench and play someone else who has a safer floor and potential for higher ceiling. Deontay Johnson is expected to play. He had been dealing with that toe injury. He had been dealing with a hip injury in prior weeks as well, but it obviously hadn't limited him. I think he had something like 10 catches for 90 yards last week. However, that was from Trubisky. Kenny Pickett will be playing. So again, if you have Deontay Johnson, even with the toe injury and the hip injury, I think you can play him. Just hope Kenny Pickett gets him the ball enough to have it pay off. And with Pickett back, Pickett has a tendency to trust Pickens a little more, George Pickens. It's a little risky, more so in deep leagues. If you need like a deep flex or Pickens is out there and you need like a 11th, 12th guy to play or something like that, maybe play Pickens and hope for a big chunk play. But probably Deontay Johnson is the guy to play. At tight end, Hayden Hurst has already been listed as out with a calf injury. So hopefully he's not in your lineup. He hasn't been able to play in recent weeks. Even if he was active, I would tell you to sit him. Dallas Goedert, he has been activated and is expected to play, coming off IR, dealing with that AC sprain. He was close last week. This week he's full go. I don't anticipate him being on limited snaps. I think his usage is going to be near full, 100% of what his normal was. However, again, because Jalen Hurts is out, we just don't know what to expect with Gardner Minshew at quarterback. Goddard is very talented. Minshew, we know, can sling it. So if you have Dallas Goddard, he's a tough guy to bench, especially at tight end. The landscape, tight end landscape is awful. If you have Goddard and you've been sitting on him, I think you can play him this week and just hope for the best. Hope Goddard, you know, falls back into that top five, top six category. Guys that I'd be tempted to play over him, just given, you know, like Taysom Hill is expected to get a decent amount of run, like 14, 15 touches in this game, from what I saw on a lot of the betting lines. That's a risky play, I know, but yeah, otherwise, if you don't have a good pivot, I would play Dallas Goedert. All right, that covers all main injuries this week. If you have any questions, please reach out in the Destination Devi Players Injury Channel and follow me on Twitter at JMThrivePT for live updates on any injuries occur. And again, good luck this week. I hope you guys all get wins. Obviously, unless you're playing each other, then I hope you kick each other's butts. Make it into the final round championships. And if you're not in playoffs right now, just another reminder, you know, the dynasty season is never over. So if you're in a rebuild and there's no trade deadline, keep sending offers out. Those guys who are dealing with injuries, maybe they're in round two and they lost Jonathan Taylor or Kenneth Walker. They're worried about him with his ankle, and you have a guy that they want. Make an offer, take advantage of it, get solid value for your rebuild. This is why trade deadlines don't exist in those leagues. If they do exist in your league, I'm sorry, that's a bummer. You'll have to wait till they open up. So, all right, guys, good luck, and we'll see you next week.